that Baba got on that horse? Where was that? I missed that, that's all.
From the beginning, I did the whole thing from the beginning.
Which whole thing? About that, was that the horse that Baba John gave? No, that was at Mirabai?
No, no, no. This is a mountain pony. From the beginning, how John came to arrange for the horse. It's too long, isn't
it? I won't answer. You know, because when you started that, I thought you were going to tell that story about how Duncan got angry at the man.
Yeah.
Was that the same story?
But then it continued.
Those horses?
Yes.
Baba rode on?
What do you see? I can't recognize you. Jay Baba. Jay Baba.
Your new life. Different from the new life. Yeah. It's very lovely. It's good then. Because we saw Koya also, you know. Koya was very happy with his wife and children. So.
Was
passing lady there and Panchgani, they are not much mixed with other community. I mean, other Parsi, I mean, there must be some people coming to the hotel. But I don't know why. Her son, she has three sons and one daughter. The daughter is married, has one child. And then we go, because we came around there. Mahabharata didn't go this way. We came from the back side of the mountain. And then we had to stop there to rest for a day or two. Because Narina raised a call with the press. And it was summertime, very hot on the way, then we were traveling, and when we came to Mahabaleshwar, we didn't stay, one night we stayed in Mahabaleshwar, and we came to Panchgani again, we stayed there for a night and a day, and we started from there. But that was Bella Vista, the hotel was called Bella Vista. That also belongs in Parsi. But in those days, people were not for Baba, so Baba would be...
Did you ever see Baba wear sunglasses?
Yeah, that he did also. Also the thing about
you know, there's a book out now that I couldn't bring it because we brought so many other things.
But he reached out to her.
Nobody
came up to her. What's his name?
Cary Grant.
But did Tallulah like Baba? Did she take to Baba?
Yes, she did. She gave her beautiful pictures to Baba, you know, as gifts, you know.
She gave her pictures to Baba.
Yes.
In this book it says, in the caption next to the picture says, she was understandably skeptical about this guru. That's how they feel. And I get the thing.
You know, Western people will put what they like.
Yeah. But in the picture, she looks like she... so happy to be with
God. Of course. Yes, she wanted her picture to be taken. She wanted her picture to be taken. How can she be skeptical? People just like this kind of talk, this kind of remarks, you know, whatever. She sees this lovely photo.
Well, Baba went by Guaro's house one night because she was sick.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Strength and strength.
What year was that? In the 30s sometimes?
Yeah, Baba must be in his 30s, 31, 32 years ago.
Yes.
1931 or
2? No, 1932.
After Baba's series. Observing science.
After 25 or 6 then.
He was 25?
No, 1925.
You know, I don't know. I'm asking.
That was 32 years ago.
That's why I'm asking.
When Baba observed science, he was 32 years old.
Yeah.
1925, what would Baba be if he was born Lindsay, did you see Lindsay?
I haven't seen her, but I've heard that she's studying in her second year in Charleston.
She said, I wrote to me to say that she'd be. What, she'd start
asking about. Would you tell that story now?
What? About asking Baba Jean for the white horse?
Uh-huh. What? I said this story on one day.
I never heard it.
Any of you have not heard it? Then
no.
You can say, okay.
They want to hear it.
Debbie must have heard it.
Yeah, but yeah. Again, why not?
A comedic performance.
Yes, well, this, yes, I was very young, maybe, I don't know, very young, it must be 11, I must be 10, 11. I was in the convent, was Jesus and Mary, and now, we were day scholars. After my father died, then we were day scholars. So, I was in the first time, I don't remember, anyway. It was 12 o'clock and we were had our lunch, you know, the school, but the girls are out of class and they had the lunch and all that. And after lunch, girls sit around, talk a little bit, then they play skipping rope and whatnot. They scholars. And we were like this girl together. In the meantime, I had a, you know, I had a friend who was just not an acquaintance, but she liked me, I liked her, but we did not. She was in a lower class, so she did not mix much with our group. Anyway, she went home to eat maybe and left them, and she returned home early. She came up to me and she said, Mira, come on, we go to Baba Jan. I said, Baba Jan? Yes. She talked to me privately. She called me and she said, we both go. And, you know, she's very great. She did not know about perfect masters and all, but she said, she's very great. She said, if you ask her for anything, she will give you anything. I said, my God, Master, you know, very interesting. Yes, come on, we both go and ask for something, you know, what we want. I said, all right, come on. We've been very young. So we, and the school bell should not go. Before that, we must return. So we both started. I knew Baba Jan's place was further away from a convent school. It will take time to reach there and come back. So we must not be late for school. So I said, all right, come on. So we held hands and we started running along the road faster. And when we ended the road, you know, a convent gate, and we, the whole straight road like this, and then we must turn towards Baba Jan's tree here on the road going to Baba Jan. But the girl said, no, not at the tree. Baba Jan is right near here. She's seated very near here, near, behind this wall, convent school wall. So, and there's a banyan tree, very lovely, and she's under it. And so she said, right, she'll come. So we turned the corner and there was Baba Jan seated on the side of the road. You know. The road was very broad, but this side was such a way that the rain waters may flow away the slope, like a clean, like, it was not a gutter, but a clean waterway, like, or sand, and clean, just sit there, like this, always. But on the way, I was trying to think what to ask for, I didn't know what to ask for. So, she said, ask for coming out first in your class and good education and all. If you ask anything, she'll give you good education and coming first in class. No, I don't care all that. Yes, I was not a good, bright student also, and I didn't care for it. So I said, no, God, there must be something else. But I could not think what it was. And because I had everything at home, nice home, everything. So, still we went on faster than Baba Jan, and I said, you go first. I said, no, you go first. No, I'm finished, you go first. And she went first. And then she went front to Baba Jan. Baba Jan had her back to us, and we were standing away. So she went, I don't still know what she asked, when we never told each other what we asked. Anyway, she 1 minute with Baba Jan, and she came. She said, where did you go? Looked around, what to ask? I still couldn't think what to ask for. I don't know why this girl brought me here. I was so silly also because I couldn't make up my mind. And anyway, I went and faced Baba Jan, knelt down in front of her. Baba Jan looked at me and said, just very sweet, gentle smile, but a very sweet smile, like a very broad smile. A very sweet smile. She looked at me like this. She nodded her head like that. Mm-hmm. I said, Kya beta? Kya beta means child. What is this child? And Urdu language. Says, no, Baba. I've come to ask for something, but I don't remember it. You know, that. Very softly, I also said, Baba Jan said, very softly. So Baba Jan smiled at this. Like very lovingly or what will, I don't know what, but then the sweet that me, and then she looked away towards the road at this. I think she gave me time to think. So I started thinking fast, my Babajan started looking at me, so now I have good time to think. What is it? Then I looked, there were Tonga and horses in the Tonga. Tonga horses I saw. Hey, remember, oh yes, I always wanted riding horse, you know, and my mother never bought me one because my father used to always have ponies and horses for us children, and they taught us to ride because we used to ride. So, but my mother didn't want all this business having horses, and she didn't like it after my father died, she didn't want horses, and we were spooning in the time. So, but I have always longed for one. So, I got an idea. So, you know, just brush it out. I said, Babajan, it's a horse. That now sounds very funny. At this moment, it may sound, but at that time, it didn't sound at all funny. It was very, right? Because I was shy. Babajan knows everything. Anyway, I said that I want a horse. Babajan looked at me and smiled. A very sweet smile. Then she looked away. And then she looked at the sky. So her face turned away from me. So I couldn't hear what Babajan was saying. It was all soft, very softly. She spoke very softly, but few words came distinct on my ears. There's something random. Some words fell on my ears to say, such a beautiful one. Yes, the world and loving, they see him, they love him. Something like that, they see him or know him or know about him or something, but I didn't understand what she was saying. And then, very beautiful. And that, and a few more words that I couldn't catch, but the word beautiful I caught. And so, and then she looked at me and she said, all right, child, you may go. I said, oh, yes, Babaji. I didn't know what answer she gave me. She just said yes and no. So I went. Finished, and that was, I had forgotten, I completely forgot that I had asked Babajan for a horse. Would you believe that? Because I was shy, playful, and we had lessons to do at school. And we were running before the bell went, you know, because second bell goes and we have to now attend class after 18, playing and all that. At 1:30 we must be in the classroom or something like that. So before our teacher gets angry, we must be quickly. So we ran doing lessons and all that, going home, isn't that, playing, children, learning lessons. I forgot I'd asked for a horse, you know. So after how many months, that I don't remember. But my mother would never buy a horse. She became, she bought me one very beautiful white horse. But I did not know. I came from school. And from school when we come, we're told to wash our hands and feet and our face and everything. Then something will be given to us to eat. Then we go to the kitchen and ask for some light food. And then we can play in the garden with us. As children, we would be hungry after eating 12 o'clock and then this time at 5 o'clock. So, you know, wash the hands and feet and all that, face in the kitchen. To our aunt, my aunt was there, my aunt, she got some trees, you know, and she would give us something and then we ate. And all those children, we ran out to the garden and started playing. And we were so busy playing. And in the play, we were excited and this and that. And my aunt, my mother was not at home. My aunt came along and she said, no, Mera. And she was interrupting our play. She said, oh, you know, your mother's bought a horse for you. I said, leave it. She's pulling my leg, you know. She knows that I would love to have a horse. So she's just trying to pull, joke with me. So that way I took it. So I said, no, Aunt, you're joking. Let us play now. You're interrupting also. So we were so engrossed when we started playing again and again. So my aunt stood aside because the game was a bit rough, you know, she's getting done. Yeah, so she stood aside and waited for a little pause in the game. Again she came, but you go and see in the stable, she said, if you don't believe me, go and see in the stable if you don't believe me. That's what, that she looks serious and she means what she says, go and see in the stable. All right, then I told my cousin, come on, we go and see in the stable. So the stable is at the back side of the house, you know. There were other stables also. There were cows and whatnot, but one side was stable for horses. In those days, there were no motor cars. There when blue and what it was, First World War, no motor cars in India. Only in the military, there's a general, the rich people, two, maybe two cars, and all, Pune, I don't know. We never saw a motor car. It was so scarce. First World War in India, especially in Pune also. So everybody used horse carriages. Now, that's why we had stables for horses also, and big stable if you want to keep a carriage, keep it there, or you can tie your cattle there, you know, cows and buffaloes for me, and biggish, very biggish, nice big shed like this, well built with the brick and all, very good, nice room for the cows, and backside there was two nice stables for horses. So we both ran and we went past this and went round the corner and looked in the stable. I could not believe my ears. And I could not believe my eyes. There's so beautiful white horse. Now, where did my mother find this before? Where did all, you know? I was very puzzled, but I was so happy to see it. It was such a beautiful horse that I have never seen ever again another white horse like that beautiful. Because it did not have any spot anywhere of another color, you know, brown or gray or black, whatever it is. All pink and white. Its nose is pink and white. Its ears were lovely. Everything. And it was well fed and plump, you know. A horse when they are well fed and like rounded and they're very beautiful, like statues they look. So this horse was like this, is named like that, and it was spirited. Shook his head like this and that. The most beautiful, more like, I love the horses. So he was like that. I said, oh, I want to love the horses. And so on. And then he was a very restless in his this confinement, what you call the stable. And anyway, looked and looked, I couldn't read my eyes and all that. Then later on, we found out that this horse, not to be called an albino, because it was white, but very part of his skin was pink and white. The whole skin was white. This very good horse, cotton, yes, white horse, completely snow white. So I was really wondering. And so when I went near, when the horse came out, and what did the groom when he brought him next to something? Look properly. And this said, "So yes, but this is a white horse, so it must be blue eyes. So his eye was blue." No, but he didn't have to pay attention so much to the eye, but the eye looked blue eye, very lovely. The other side also. The other side is all eye was not blue, it was black eye. So one was a black eye and one was a blue eye. So this shows that he was not an albino. Yes. But most extraordinary sign that was one blue eye and one black eye. Anyway, it was very beautiful, straight horse now. But now what to do? I was not afraid of the horse at all. And so I said, I would want to ride it, but I knew that my elders would not want it, because he was a new spirit horse, and a new horse to a new person is very dangerous. He will throw you if you are on his back. The horse must know you, you must feed him an apple or a piece of bread or sugar or something, and I was not doing that at all. Anyway, what happened the next after a day or two? I had seen a long time ago before that, not too much. Long story. So my father's time, all this sadness, you know, riding saddle and all that, all put in the sack and tied it in the storeroom and nothing was wrong. But I'd seen them. So I went, my eldest, nobody was there, you know, in the storeroom. I went inside the storeroom and took this saddle and the rein and quietly, so nobody was there. I ran the thing and gave it to the groom and told the saddle, so clean this and saddle. The groom thought that I had the orders from my elders. I'd asked the elders, my elders to ride the horse. What did the groom know? So he cleaned the saddle, everything was good, it was in good condition. So he put the saddle on, the riding on. I told him to help me with my horses. Short, nice height, high, tall. So he gave me a hand on the knee here and pushed me on the horse. And I didn't know that. Now I'm thinking that I should have been afraid, because the new horse, the spirit horse, and threw me, but I was not afraid. But he obeyed the reins well, you know, but if he was used or what do you call it, trained, yes. So, but I did not know the horse should be a broken person, you know, a person first sits on a new horse, you always have a very expert rider to break the horse, means first one who rides it, is very dangerous because the horse would throw him, like bucking horse and all that. Now, I didn't know anything about that. Yes, I wanted to ride, that's all I knew. So I got a little back on the horse, and then I knew if I come the front way, all my elders will see me, and they won't let me go out. So I went from the stable to back, in the field, and from the field, like far away. Even from the far away, someone from our family, someone saw me, you know. They shouted, Amina, don't go riding on that horse, he'll throw you, come back. I said, no, I won't ride this horse, no. I'm not coming back, no, I want to go. I said, no, and they're just shouting, they're all coming, running to the main gate. I said, no, and I quickly hurried my horse fast and to the main road, and I went and up the main road, and I turned towards where the button garden is. Where, no, Gulprasad is. That side we went, to the house there, and on the very long road, and you come to Gulprasad, there was a lovely bridal path. And on that path, in that time, very beautiful, the thick sand was laid, and all European Sundays and Saturdays, I don't know what that was like that. I had seen European ladies and European men riding their horses. So at that time I used to say, oh, how lovely to have a horse and they can ride. Well, I didn't know I was going to have a horse of my own that time. Anyway, I went there and I had that in my mind that that riding part was there and I must go there. So I have a show after all the canter or gallop on the road. You know, hard roads, not good for the horse and legs. Anyway, that sandy path is right. So nobody's in your way. You can just put your horse to speed. And so we went along this main road. There were no motor cars. So there was no danger of having the horse getting shy or anything. We were nicely, quietly walked the horse far, and then the bridle path came. Along the bridle path, anyway, we had nice little canter, jog, and a little gallop, not much. But I came home safe. So my eldest saw that I come home safe and sound, very, what would you call it, I'm surprised to see me all in one piece. Yes, and so then they didn't mind my riding horse, but I had not much time. So I rode that horse maybe 3 times, not more. Because I had to learn piano, that is, practice at home, we had piano in the drawing room. All right. Then we had to go for theory on Saturday, that half day went in. Then went to study for my lessons and all that. So Sunday I was very playful. I like to climb trees and run with my pet dog, Peter. And, you know, playful, I was very playful. So study also we had to do and all this, and who's going to ride the horse? I forgot all about him. I didn't go much riding on 2 or 3 times. Anyway, this horse was very mystical. It was just like a stallion he was. So we had the stronger horse now, you know, carriage horse. He was in one stable. He would get loose. How he got loose, you know, in that time. The first groom was sacked for something. He was sacked for like a steam, something or other. Yeah, he was sacked. So then another groom came and he was not so particular. So yeah, tied the horse in such a way, kept in such a way that this horse, white horse, got loose, and he went to the Tonga's horse, and they both made mischief, and both they got loose, and then they both got out of the stable, and they started running. Can you imagine? 2 horses running in your garden and on the main road. People just looked, whose is this? And you can never have horses running free like that, you know, because they'd be kicking and all that. And so all the people on the road of the bungalow, the residential people, you know, because the horses, they didn't know where, because they were also, how do you say, so full of making mischief and all that. So they were jumping over small walls in other people's garden, and they're running in the garden. So, oh, everybody shouting, what to do now? How to catch the 2 horses? So we sent the men, you know, our boss, we got angry with the groom, that why didn't you see properly, and that he was not, that he shouldn't be running like that. So the poor man, he got another man, and the man is all 3 running, the horse is running in front, and what is short, what is this? My mother was very listening. And of course, it was a white, bald one, European, not European, it's a, what do you call it? Anglo-Indian, yes, Anglo-Indian. She was a Eurasian lady, she was running, not a hotel, but a college. Guest house, paying guest house. some of the other things used to come to our place, my dad, you know, piano, the good piano and dancing. Once there was an officer and his daughter, and she made friends with me, and she took me to their place, and we saw these people dancing in the drawing room anyway. But I didn't like it, we came away. But that place had a high wall. So the horse had jumped over the hall, what do you call it, wall in the garden. From there they shooed the horse, so he jumped back over the wall. High wall, can you imagine? Imagine we got afraid now. What do you do if he's going to hurt his leg and be out of use? A horse's leg is the most expensive thing. And so then what happened was this. This is what your Baba used to do. What Baba used to do is to take something and hit hard. And that person would get up. Anyway, what happened was this. Anyway, what I want to say, they were caught and this time very tight, but again, next time also they will lose this one. This I can tell you. And then after that, the horseman was so skilled that this horse is very strong, very mischievous in his stallion, and so and tied and barred and the extra, what do you want, confined, extra care was taken. So on. And that horse I had ridden, I didn't know how I rode that horse. And I'm thinking, what? Told me he was so full of mischief running it. Because if I was on the back, he would have wanted to run and gallop faster. It was good he did not do that. Otherwise, I didn't know what state I would have been. But he was nice. Whenever I was on his back, he was very good. Mm-hmm. So then that was three times. But one time, there would have been an accident. So that, how I was saved, it was wonderful. It was one time, I won't tell you where. We had changed our house, you know, we were staying in another place. The compound was bigger than this. It was full of trees and very good people. Some European lady's house, and we were on sale, and my mother bought it, so on so. And we went and stayed there. The lady had gone to England now, her children were there, so we went and stayed in their house. Before that, we were with the uncle and aunt and what called grandmother's place, and the family all came together. There we went, the horses bought there, but we were there. But from there, we transferred to this other house. My mother had a reason to do so. Anyway, we were there. Now we were there, and that was a very beautiful place, very lovely trees along the driveway, all shady and beautiful trees. Anyway, what happened was this, one day I got in my head, is it really nice, you know, holidays we have. So one day we had this nice time in the evening, it was not, sun, not too much hot sun, it was nice. So I said, I felt like riding. And got it on the horse, and it was sudden. And then, now that horseman was not a real good horse. Groom was not a real good groom because he did not test the saddle and everything. Yes, but anyway, he strapped the horse, you know, and it was ready, and I got it. We trotted in the field because our house was the last house on the road. Very beautiful situation. After our house was fields. No house, fields, and then the river came. After half a mile, there was a lovely river. We used to go walking, go by the river side, and there were these little skips, boats, you know, little tiny boats, what do you call them?
Skips.
Rowing, and the European news then. That time they were Europeans, so the European lady with the parasol, that no sunbathing, there was a parasol, pretty parasol, and the person, whoever was rowing, and one skip, and one, two, and we spotted them. And would know each one. Oh, there's the same lady over there. And like that, we used to have fun sometimes, and my sister. What I was saying was, this was our field. And monsoon time, with the Javari growing and all of it, this was not monsoon time. So it's just lovely, long, field straight. So I knew this would be a nice place to give a run to the horse, not run, but to gallop the horse. So I got out the compound, and then in the field. Rode them very beautifully, trotted and decanted, everything very beautiful. And then we came to the main road. All of that, and then the main road came. That is back side of the station, main road, tarred road. But to get to the tarred road, this is field is down. But to get to the tarred road, we have to climb up a little. You know, it's a little slope, then you get up. It's not the same level. The field always is lower ground, and then it will be inclining, we call it, then the. So we climbed up, you know. Climbed very beautifully, climbed up, and we got on the road. As soon as we got on the road, He was out of control. Completely out of control. I said, what is he's not obeying the rain? And I was quite alone, because in those days there are not many people in Pune. You know? There was not like this crowded city now. It is crowded. It was not like that. Places were lonely, you know, empty roads. And I was on the horse alone, and he was making mischief, not obeying the thing. And what's happened to him? The more I patted him, everything, no, he was getting more and more mischief. I said, what's happened? It was good, something made him, what got him behind this thing, the right idea, I jumped off. So he didn't want to go further. So something was wrong. What was wrong? I did not know, sitting on the saddle. So I jumped down. As soon as I jumped down, the saddle fell after me. The straps under the girth, you may call it, that the strips, the thing was broken. What do you call it? Then the straps were broken. Then all, they were, oh, nobody noticed. The groom did not notice, and I was very young to notice all that. I had no idea to do that anyway. And here sat in Jeeva. So then that was one thing that I was saying. Otherwise, that would have been so bad. But then when I jumped up, the thing, when I couldn't close my eyes, or I let saddle go, the horse went on his tool like that. And I was holding the rein like that. I said, no, I'm not going to let him go. If he goes, he's going to again run all over the countryside, you know, all over. So I was holding the rein. How can I hold? I'm his child, and this horse is so strong. So I was hanging on to this thing. Bit, yeah. Bit, bit. But he was still, he was very strong. On his two legs like this. Again, I was hanging on to him. But good, by luck, far away in a bungalow, there was some gardener, young gardener, and some young bearer. My people's servants, they were, they saw this. From there they came running. My is good, Mapre, I don't know what I'm doing alone with this horse and out of control. I couldn't lead him home. What we're carrying the saddle, I couldn't have done that anyway. But those two people came and quickly caught one side the horse, the other side, both men caught the horse on both sides and then control. And the horse was steady. Then they asked me where I think I was going, because I want to get on the back. So again, I was on the back, the saddle was under the arm, and bare back, but I went riding home. I said, I must not go walking a mile, right? So otherwise it looked funny, no, I'm walking by the side, so it's not right. So anyway, I got on the horse, and then they led me, told me which way I took to the road where a house was, and they took me to a house. And from that way, I didn't ride. That was only two or three times I rode the horse. That is the story. But it does not end there, because when we left Pune, you know, that time we did not know Baba. We didn't know about Baba. And I had forgotten that Baba then had given this horse to me. Completely forgotten. So long time after that I remember. But I had forgotten. But one thing I can tell you, we did not know about Baba. But after having this horse for 2 years with us, he came to Baba and used this horse. Was lucky, brought luck to us anyway. He came to Baba in such a way that he bought a Deva home, everything, and completely my mother wanted to go and live with Baba in Mirabai. When Baba used to come to Pune, my mother used to go to see Baba and see my Baba would ask. Then other people having darshan, taking darshan and all that. Not sitting down having darshan. People come and go, talking to Baba, come and go. So very few, handful. So my mother was there, Baba. And everybody went with my mother would be with Baba. And that time she must have asked, I didn't listen to it, but she must have wanted to serve Baba, stay with him, to serve him, because it was one thing to serve a God master. Now she came to know about it. Baba said, how can you serve me? I'm just staying in one place. I'm touring around for my reason. But whenever I think of setting down permanently, then I will call you. So Baba promised my mother, and so Baba kept his promise. So my mother was the first, and myself, very first to live in Mirabai, night and day. Baba never loved anybody. It was the men money there with Baba, after Manjali and other touring and all that. You went to Quetta, you didn't go to Quetta, yes, Quetta. Anyway, and there were no women's folk to Zagra in Mehrabad. In the daytime, Gulmai came, but she had to return home. Nothing. Stay there for the night. Nobody was allowed to. And so my mother was the first woman to stay in Mehrabad and myself. But Baba asked his old aunt to be with us, his old aunt. And aunt came before and he came and stayed for how many days? 15 days, I think, in this two small rooms. Baba Namandi and post office near the railway line was a lovely place. We have no idea what it looked like, but it's completely not there. Anyway, these two little rooms are also not there. Because now where Padre is staying, that building must be built, you know. I'm talking about 1924, or 23, 24, something like that. The Padre's place was now where he's staying is 1938, maybe 38. When it was built exactly, it was so many, it was a long time ago. So before that, there were two little rooms. Now Baba's room, you know, where Looney is, and then Baba's little room. Now with the four sides, you have a little parapet. A tiny little room, it's always shut, and the table in front of it. Right. So Baba's too, when Baba's in seclusion, that time Baba used to be in that room, because it was seclusion and his room. It was the old house, and all that. Made a mother, of course, the military station there. The time of First World War, the military station was there. They were recruiting Indian soldiers also. People don't know, but the Indian soldiers fought the soldiers. So because of that, the well was there, and the post office was built there, and all this came useful to Baba. You know what I was saying? Yes, we stayed there, and we cooked a food for the Mandi. My mother and old aunt people, you know, cook food for Baba, and I would wash up things, you know, cooking pots and pans and this and that, garlic and onion, coriander leaves, and whatever they told me, I didn't clean the heart and sweep anything. Because I knew you must work, when you have Baba, you must work, and everybody wants to serve, so why should I do something I was doing? And so one day Baba Prasad came, he didn't come over, you know, once again, and then was talking to my mother and aunt said, the food, everybody likes the food that you cook, it's good, taste more or less, right? But cook a little more because two more are coming from Amanda. So, and send in the food early and so on, Baba was telling him, talking. And then after telling him that, Baba turned around to me and said, and what are you doing? I said, well, I'm doing all the work that I can do, bring in the firewood and clean the pots and pans and the rest of the garlic and sweet and all that. Serving meat, something like that. Just like very short. And Barbara, first I remember, I was really shy talking. Anyway, then that's how the next time when Baba came after about 8 days, Baba said, we are going to Peta. With Mandi, he's going to travel. And now, we must come after 4 or 5 days because he would travel the Mandi separate and a cautious place, you know, cautious place, the Baba stays there always, she stays there always for the Mandi. He stayed in the house for 4 days and then when he starts from Peta, then we had to start from Amarnagar because then when we come to cautious place, the place is less space for us to stay there. In Bombay, yes, cautious place. So that's how. And then we went to Quetta, and going to Quetta is another story. It's very, very lovely. I think you know, about it. Next time. But so the white horse and this story of Baba. What did you say in the last time?
I forgot the word.
Yes, Baba tell you that Baba when he left Amarnagara home, all the furniture, everything. Everything, there were valuable things in the house also. There was iron safe and every all was jewelry and whatever there was inside everything. My mother said, you don't think of anything. Baba said, Baba sent a wire, telegram to say that come with one trunk full of clothes, last for 1 year and one bedding, nothing more. So we had to leave everything, you know, just put a big lock to the house and not think of anything. Just the trunk and the bedding, that was only our possession we had now. So we came to Mehrabad just like that, you know. And but Then my mother said, Baba, look after anything, you don't have to think of it. So she had so much faith and strength, she didn't care, and we live in a house in the stable. And we must not tell the servants also, otherwise they'll come and make a big row, you know? You know what I mean to say? It will take time to talk to them and to arrange for their waiting, whatever. But Mama said, you must not tell them that they're not coming back. Only say that they are going to another place. And he's right, we were going to another place. So they were also. But Baba sent Rishabhanu, my father, and his father, to see and do everything, whatever. But Rishabhanu saw this white horse and he sent word to Baba, what to do with this very lovely white horse here. The Baba sent for this horse, and that horse was brought to Mehrabad, actually Mehrabad. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing him in Mehrabad, riding an old building, you know, that's made of Dharamshala now. There are steps to it. So that's where the horse would climb and was kept on for some days there. And then somebody told me, I was not there, so they're not living the Babas yet. In Ahmednagar now, waiting for Baba. Yes, long story. First we were there for 15 days to stay night and day in Mehrabad. Then we went with Baba to Quetta. When we came from Quetta, then Baba told us to wait in Ahmednagar at this place, but not private at this place. This side where the office side is. Then Farang stayed, there's two rooms, there, a tiny room that my mother occupied, and then the other room is a nice British room where we three girls, Adi's sister Dolly, myself, and Oshet came from Bombay, we were three there, and my mother would be with us daytime because Baba told us to stitch and sew shirts for the poor of the village, you know. So we had three machines and all that, and Baba told us to meditate, take a photo, Zoroastra photo, Baba said to any photo, and meditate means think of the photo, look at the photo for it. So that means Baba gave us an idea that we have thought that wander, you know. That's what Baba said, you might concentrate in, then your thought might wander. How about, you know, we have to have a bath or anything, you know. So never mind, don't worry that again, don't go back and concentrate on the photo. And then Baba told us that, we're very sweet of Baba. And then Baba told us, right, yes, done, God's name. And repeated twice, like, time, like, a whole page, many times. And so on. So we wrote Yazdan half an hour, Yazdan, and then we meditate half an hour, and then stitched and all that. So Baba saw that we were occupied all the time doing this. And we felt so proud to obey Baba because it was beautiful. Orders were very lovely to meditate and write Yazdan, and to stitch shirts for the poor. So it was nice. I feel it was the Baba things and the orders. And then, the thing is, the story ends, the white horse was brought to Mehrabad and Baba had there. But someone, I was not in Mehrabad that moment, that those days, we went to Amman. But someone had, Amman didn't know about it. I don't know if Benny was there. Amman, I feel that Benny was not there. I think so, because he doesn't know about it. Father knows about it, but Father now, when I asked him, I was so this thing, I did not ask Baba. But I was told that Baba, for few seconds or 1 minute, Baba was on the horse. Mm-hmm. He had held the horse and Baba was sat on the horse. It's just for 1 minute. And after that, then for a few days, then Baba gave the horse and told in Ahmednagar, at his father's place, that his father was there, it was given to them to keep or use. But Baba had connection with white horse, so that was Baba Jan's horse. Yeah. That was the end of the story.
Thank you.
Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.
Jai Baba. Jai Baba.